Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 17th of October 2017, and this is the 670th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's early in the morning, it's about 6:45, and I'm on Knocklofty, and you can hear, the birds. I've come to my off-track walk, not quite in time to do the whole loop, but it is a really beautiful morning, and it's good to be out here because it's going to be really hot later on. It's going to be 29 today, and then it's going to be 30 tomorrow. So tomorrow morning will probably be a bit warm for walking up here. But today I really couldn't not take the opportunity. And it's such a good way to start the day. And today I'm hoping, I'm intending, I'm going to really focus. I've got Writer's Cave tonight, so that'll that'll get me focused, but I'd like to be really prepared for it, get myself prepared for it during the day. This is a really, this walk is really lovely because it, as soon as you get to the beginning of it, which is not far from the walk that I used to do, but it's just kind of a bit, it starts a bit off the beaten track, and you get hit by this really strong smell of eucalypt, and it feels very, what's the word, cleansing. I can feel my whole, I can breathe it in, I can really, really sense how good it is to be able to do that, and thank my lucky stars that I'm able to live in such a clean aired environment, and this beautiful bush. I think I mentioned yesterday that I was going to do a bit of planning last night, which I did. So I have got a really well-intentioned task today. When I say well-intentioned, what I really mean is a clear task of what I want to do when I get back home. After being a quiz mistress at the cafe at 7:30, so I've now got half an hour to walk down to the cafe. And I might just take you along a bit of the way with me. I stopped to make the podcast. Oops. I stopped to make the podcast and I just pressed the wrong button. Here I am again. And so I'll just zip myself up. Not myself, I hasten to add. Put my backpack. And I'm going through some kangaroo glass at the moment, so it's a bit slippery, and it's on quite a slope. Here we are. I decided I would do the trickier bits before I started the podcast. There's one very large log that needs to be clambered over, and another very low branch that needs to be crawled under. But now I think I should be fairly safe wandering back. In fact, I think what I might do is put you on pause for now, and I shall continue with this a bit later. So let's see whether I'm competent enough to do that. That thumping you can hear is wallabies. jumping away. There's a lot of fallen bark, stripped bark on the ground. It's been crunching. Okay, I've now got a steep bit again, so I shall talk to you probably this afternoon, I think, but maybe a bit earlier. Who knows? Maybe this will be a podcast in several stages as I get on with my day. So, thank you for listening so far. I hope you've enjoyed a little bit of an early morning walk, and I will talk to you a bit later on. Hello again, I'm back home, and it hasn't really been a podcast full of installments, but I'm now talking to you, and it's just after five, and it's certainly warmed up a lot outside. I'm glad to say that it hasn't really penetrated the house yet. I think tomorrow it'll penetrate the house. So I'm making the most of it. It's really lovely. And I've got the cave tonight, so I've been tidying up a bit. And actually one of the people got in touch with me to say that they couldn't make it tonight, and could we make it a different night? So I've decided that having two nights would be a really good thing for me. So I've got a cave tonight with one person, and a cave on Thursday night with another person. And because I know that it works better than anything else for getting me writing, I'm really, really pleased about that. So the tidying is done. I've just made myself a pot of tea, and I'm just going to jot down some things for tonight. I have been working a bit on that this afternoon, looking over how I could go. I think one of the reasons I'm dithering a bit at the moment is that on the one hand, I want to really nail this structure, and on the other hand, I want to get a scene written for the writers' group. And because I feel frustrated at not actually writing. So I haven't quite decided which to do tonight. The cave works really well for the scene writing, but then it also works quite well for the other as well. So I think perhaps what I'll do is work on the outline plotting part of it tonight, and see whether something leaps out of me in terms of a scene that I can start writing on Thursday. That's a plan. I do hope that you've had a good day today, or that you will have a good day today, that
you're able to decide if you've got different options that you need to work with, and that you can be focused, that you can allow the whole of the rest of the world just to pause while you work on the thing that most impassions you. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.